Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
What's up all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire. Oh yes, we are live and direct, everybody. Now, for those of you who are listening to Live 365 right now and you want to watch the action, you got to head over to chocolateradio.net, where we are broadcasting live on our brand new, revamped, and oh so sexy, very, very sexy motherfucking website. And that voice you hear over there, that is the one and only Irv. Big Irv is back in studio.
And I'm black.
He's back in black, everybody. He black and in charge. Yes, yes, yes. So if you're like, what the fuck? I can't see you. You need to go over to chocolateradio.net or go to chocolateradio.net on Ustream right now. That's if you want to see us. Just saying, because you do want to see me. You do want to see me. You want to see me in action. You want to see what the fuck I'm going to say. Now, if you're wondering why the fuck I sound so nasally, it's because your girl Sapphire woke up at 3 o'clock a.m. sick, okay? And yes, I still took my ass to work. So we might cut this show like an hour short.
Okay.
I've never done a show an hour, and it's going to be very interesting. Because I really, really want to talk about dicks. Okay, and somebody probably out there is like, why the fuck is a bisexual woman so fascinated with talking about dicks tonight? Shouldn't it be about, like, dick and pussy? No. I don't want to talk about pussy right now. I want to segregate right now. I just want to segue over to straight up the dick. The dick. Okay? And man, I'm going to say this loud and clear. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I do not like dick pics. Okay? Unwanted dick pics. Okay? Also, I don't give a fuck if you say your penis is about to swell up and fall apart. First of all, if your penis is about to explode, go to a motherfucking doctor. Go to your oncologist and get him to check out your dick. Okay? Sapphire is not an oncologist, okay? I am a radio personality, okay?
You said oncologist?
Yeah. Isn't that the dick doctor an oncologist? There's the gynecologist and there's the oncologist. Man, I got a computer in front of me. I better not be saying the wrong thing because it's been a while. I know that I wasn't on last week, and that was because I had a family emergency to deal with. Things are fine. But yes, seriously, okay? If you, oh shit, an oncologist is someone who deals with tumors. Fuck, I need a penis doctor. What is the name of a penis doctor? Penis doctor name.
Weebycologist?
Yes. What is the proper name for a penis doctor? A urologist. Oh my God. Duh, because urethra, penis. Okay, go to your
urologist,
okay? Women, go see your gynecologist, okay? Urologist, gyno. There you go. Two names that you really need to get in the program with for 2015. But seriously, I really want you guys to stop sending me dick pics.
Stop sending with the dick
pics. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you this, and I tell this to every Tinder guy, every Tinder motherfucker that has ever encountered me. I see dicks and I see vaginas all day, okay? Your penis is nothing special compared to anything else I've ever seen. If I have to choose how many, if I have to estimate how many penises I've seen, okay, not fucked, but seen, I want to say I've seen well over about 2,000 dicks. 2,000 dicks. That's a lot of dick to be seen.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of penises.
That's a lot.
Do you know what I could be doing with 2,000 dicks if it was like money?
Okay. Don't want to imagine it, but yeah.
No, if 2,000 dicks turned into $2,000, you know what? I'd be already rich than I already am. I'm rich in love. I'm rich compared to a lot of 25-year-olds at my age right now. I'm comfortable. I'm living comfortable, okay, people? But seriously, I don't give a fuck about your dick. I really don't, okay? I could care less about what your dick looks like, okay? Vaginas are different. Vaginas, they all look different. Boobies, they all look different. But dicks, your penises, they're either long, they're either short. They're either fat, they're either skinny. They're either pink, two-tone, or white, or mulatto-colored, okay? Or really black. Or nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah, like you're the whitest white boy and it looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost is your dick. Like, I can't tell from where you came because your dick is that light.
Okay.
Okay, just like cum. Cum is either really thick or really clear. Sometimes it comes out yellow, but that's because you pissed while you were coming. Yes, that is possible. But I'm just saying, I'm sick and tired of seeing dick pics. So 2015, if you are a man that's sending me dick pics and I didn't ask for them, oh, best believe you ain't getting my pussy, okay? Just stop it. Just stop it right now. Here's another thing. The proper way to measure your dick, okay? If you claim that your dick is 8.5 inches, but then you send me a photo and clearly your dick is like 4.5, do yourself a favor. Save yourself the embarrassment, and this is how you properly measure your penis, okay? Top, from the tip, to the pubic bone at the base. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do this for all those people that are kind of slow, okay? Top of the penis, called your tip, your head boy, okay? Then to your pubic bone, that's the shaft. To the base is your fucking balls, okay? Don't put the head of your penis and the length like that, mm-hmm. Okay? No, that's not how you measure it. You measure it from the balls to the tip. That is your whole penis. From the balls to the tip. From the base to the tip. That's all you gotta remember, okay?
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
That's a picture.
What kind of picture?
Some ladies jumping on a trampoline.
Oh, nice titties? Nice titty rashes?
Actually, they ain't no, it's something funny because they do something funny on the video.
Oh, you're going to have to show me that after the break.
Yes, ma'am.
Or during the break. Now, here we go. If you compare your lover's penis to a dollar bill, okay, because you don't want to whip out a measuring tape during sex, you know what? You're a fucking idiot too, okay? A dollar bill, first of all, is dirty, okay? Who wants to put their dick next to a dirty ass dollar? Okay, it's different when you're at a strip club, if you think about it, okay? Because you're not putting the dollar directly in her pussy,
right?
Okay, but do you know what kind of shit is on a dollar? Okay, there's actual shit.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Piss.
Uh-huh.
Dirt.
Uh-huh.
What else? Oh yeah, there are traces, even though you cannot get it because you're not physically transmitting it, but there have been studies that herpes, traces of herpes and other diseases are found on a dollar bill, on a single dollar bill. And everybody knows if you smoke if you snort cocaine and you got a big dollar bill, I bet you can scrape off a little bit of cocaine dust on it. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go in and scrape off every dollar bill you see and start snorting that shit.
Oh, give me a dollar.
Because remember, that shit was probably in a bum's ass, mm-hmm. used as toilet paper, mm-hmm. by some drunk girl who dropped it in the toilet, covered in fucking vomit. But seriously, if you're going to measure your boyfriend's dick or your own dick with a dollar bill, kill yourself. Here's another thing. Okay? You really shouldn't be caring, but the average penis, okay, everybody, is a little more than 5 inches long and 1.5 inches in diameter. That means the penis head is about the size that I'm holding. Ooh, give or take a little bit bigger than a fucking silver dollar. Okay, silver dollar. That's about 1.5 inches right there. Okay, now 5.5 inches long, I want to know, is it thick? 5.5 inches, or is it a skinny 5.5 inches? Now, also this, penis size is not a medical concern unless the penis is shorter than 1.5 inches when flaccid. Flaccid means not erect. So flaccid is what I call the elephant trunk mode, okay? You're kind of shy, and you got to get the girl to nuzzle your nose, and you go, to get hard. I'm sorry. It would sound better if I wasn't sick. And if your penis is shorter of 3 inches when erect, then there are some surgical remedies. But let me tell you this. Okay. Penis enlargement, also known as penile enlargement, is bullshit. Okay. All that's going to happen is some guy is going to cut your dick open, take pieces of your ass, your thigh, or any pieces of body fat, and just add extra skin. It does not add extra inches. Okay. It's false advertisement.
Wait, back up.
Yes.
People get surgery on they wee-wee.
Yes.
To try to make it longer.
Yes. So all these bullshit-ass pills, these mm-hmm. bullshit-ass surgeries that people pay like tens and thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. it's bullshit, okay? Penis size is not always the justification, okay? Because, and I've said this before, every vagina expands. Yes, a vagina can be tight. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, reiterated by Miss Naomi Banks and her pussologist, Mr. Laveau. But the pussy expands, okay? The vagina lips expand. The walls of the vagina expand. How do you think we put tampons up our coochies? Okay? Skinny-ass tampons. Fat-ass tampons. It's because our vaginas go... Okay? It expands. Look up some fucking videos, okay? For all my college motherfuckers that are watching this and fucking listening to the podcast, do yourself a favor and take a sexology class. I was about 4 or 5 classes away from getting my minor in sexuality. So I'm just saying, do yourself a favor and take a human sexuality course next semester. Think about it. Okay? Here's another one. And a lot of people are about to get pissed. All right. And it's another reason why gay people are fabulous. Okay. Gay men's penises, okay, on an average are a third inch longer than straight males. It is scientifically proven. Okay.
Wait, say that one more time.
Gay penises, mm-hmm. gay men's penises, on an average are a third of an inch longer. This also might be a sign of intelligent design, as men's mouth also on average are larger than women. Okay. So don't go gay bashing my gay brothers out there, because chances are your dick compared to theirs is no size in comparison. Okay. Yeah. Cockfights to a whole different level. And right. Just be careful, because gay boys know how to fight. Okay. Yeah. Fuck out everything else you've heard. Gay men know how to fight. Okay? Ladies, get yourself a gay man if some bitch tries to fuck with you. And see what happens. I'm so serious. All right? No disrespect to the LGBT community. But seriously. Gay people are the shit. Lesbians are the shit. Transsexuals are the shit. You know what? Everybody is the shit. But seriously, on the realness, we're talking about penises, penis techniques, penis sizes. I'm going through all of it down the list. Okay. How am I doing so far, Irvin, as a person who is like dying? I'm like literally pushing out my voice.
Really?
Like, I feel like I'm having sex with myself and I'm not even coming.
Okay, I wouldn't say that, but you're doing okay.
I'm just saying, like, fuck. Anybody who's looking on the YouTube, they're like, oh my God, Sapphire clearly doesn't give a fuck what she's wearing. Actually, I do. I was really happy that I went to this nice little record store. Don't you hate this? Sidetrack note. It was my friend's birthday on Saturday, mm-hmm. okay? And she wanted me to turn up with her. I said, girl, let me just go to dinner with you, because I cannot be showing my ass in the club and then try to do some Golden Globe shit the next day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wasn't going to do it. So I'm supposed to be looking for a present. I felt bad because I didn't buy her a present at all.
Right, right.
But I saw a record store nearby and I spent $124.25 on 2 records and a couple shirts like Run DMC, Led Zeppelin, Beatles, uh-huh. Sons of Anarchy. I felt so bad. Don't you hate that when you go and you have a purpose to go buy somebody a gift, but you end up buying yourself a gift?
I don't feel bad.
Okay. I felt bad. But then you know what? I made it up to her and I spent a lot of money on buying her some shots and some drinks and then send her off.
At the restaurant.
At the restaurant. We had a good time. And then I treated myself to King Crab.
Okay.
That's why I'm loving being single. You save money. I have options of who I get to fuck. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I'm still rich. I still got money in my pocket. And I got no stress.
Yeah, no stress.
No stress. The only thing that does suck, I have nobody to like voluntarily cuddle with me, rub my tummy, give me some sympathy fucking. That's the only thing. I can't call up one of my hookups and be like, hey, you trying to fuck? I'm kind of sick. I might sneeze on you, but I'll make it worth your while. Like, for real. That's the only thing that sucks about being single. You can't voluntarily say, hey, I'm sick. Come fuck me.
People will come.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they would.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they would.
No, they won't.
Yeah, some thirsty niggas.
Actually, there are some thirsty people, and we're going to talk about that. I think it's, we're going to take a quick break, because afterwards, you know I always got stories of, like, hooking up and stuff, but I have not had sex in a couple of weeks, and I'm a little sexually frustrated, and I don't know if the person's watching, and I hope he's not, because I do want to talk about this person, but we're going to take a quick break. What's my first song tonight?
Let's see. Round and round she goes.
Oh, just like stopped. The dick knows.
Okay.
Woo!
We're
all
gonna
right.
Pay back in the streets.
We'll be back after the break.
We got sex, relationship advice, sports talk, women issues, gossip, fashion, porn stars, celebrities, and the best indie music. Get addicted. Tune in every day. It's something for you. Right here on chocolateradio.net.
Thank everybody for coming out tonight. Come and rock with your boy. Ready? Hey man, I just wanna just talk to y'all for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna take too much of your time.
Not much.
Hear me out though, real life. I bet you probably thought I'd rap about ice, or how it's shining in my chain like the stars at night. Oh nah, you probably thought I'd rap about money and cars, but no, this real life when I'm spitting these bars. See, I'm really in the field, that's why I can't chill. It's like soon as I pay one, then here comes another bill. Check after check, going to the circuit court. Baby mama mad, knocking on the door with child support. Slim, I'm stressed out, I said I'm stressed out. Tired of making wrong turns, trying to find the best. I don't fuck with niggas, all these suckers two-faced it. They'd rather see me dead or in jail before I make it. My shoulders carry tons, so I feel you if you stress. This song for people working hard, whose car got repossessed. You gotta get it your way, and I'ma get it mine. They got me on the streets again, I'm back up on my grind. We in the struggle, barely getting by. Even with a 9-to-5, it's still hard to survive.
So I'm right back on these keys again. They got me on these keys again.
Tell me,
who gon' pay these bills?
Tell me,
who gon' keep these kids?
Tell me,
who gon' make a way?
It is what it is.
So I'm right back on these keys again. They got me on these keys again.
Hey, young. Trying to stack that bridge taller than the monument. Not only am I determined, I'm self-confident. I feel like I could turn a drop of water to an ocean. If we out of standstill, I could put the play in motion. They want to make it hard for me. Fill out these applications, but it ain't no jobs for me. But then they tell me all we gotta do is stay focused. But who gon' stop the state troopers with that eviction notice? So now I'm back to these streets, fuck what you heard. Stop the scratch, trying to turn a crumb into a bird. My mind frame is straight money every time I sell it. To get my cash up, then I can fix this bad credit. I need my next girl to be a brand new Ferrari. Or that Bugatti, I ain't had to join the Illuminati. I try to stay away, but the streets keep calling. I'm tired of wiping mama tears, and it's clear that I'm here and I ain't falling. We in the struggle, barely getting by. Even with a 9-to-5, it's still hard to survive.
So I'm right back on these streets again. They got me on these keys again.
Tell me,
who gon' pay these bills?
Tell me,
who gon' feed these kids?
Tell me,
who gon' make a way?
It is what it is.
So I'm right back on these keys again. They got me on these keys again.
If you can take yourself out of yourself and put yourself in my place for a living, would you have the same vision or perception, or would you
change it by the situations that I've been in. Now one more time, if you can take yourself out of yourself and put yourself in my place for a living, would you have the same vision or perception, or would you change it by the situations that I've been in? Now think about it. We in the struggle, barely getting by. Even with a 9-to-5, it's still hard to survive.
So I fight back on these streets again. They got me on these streets again.
Tell me,
we gon' pay these bills.
Tell me,
we gon' see these kids.
Tell me,
we gon' make a way.
It is what it is.
So I fight back on these streets again. They got me on these streets again.
Wild, stay clean.
Wild Wipes, intimate wipes.
Go to wildwipes.com, put promo code chocolate, and get free shipping anywhere in the world.
That's wildwipes.com.
All right. Woo, Wild Wipes, yes, that's right. Get your Wild Wipes, go to wildwipes.com, and upon checkout, go and type in the promo, which is chocolate, okay? Wild Wipes is where it's at, and we're still doing Shirt Fuck Clone, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So also, don't forget to check out SherpaCologne.com, where you can smell like a good fucking dime. Okay? Because we at Chocolate Radio, we were giving those out as stocking stuffers last year. And I'm telling you, I put it on my bed. And I don't give a fuck if you're coming over to fuck me and it smells like man. I just like the smell of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll spray my coochie with it. I'll spray my panties with it. I love Sure Fuck Cologne. I really do. And I also wipe up before and after sex with Wild Wipes. Okay. Speaking of, I need to go get me some more. And that's not a shameless plug, y'all, but that's how we do plugs around here. All right. Now we're back. And we've been talking about dicks. And I want you to join me on the conversation. So if you do want to call in and talk about where the fuck you hanging, and I do mean in size, the proper way, 661-312-8580. I want to know, what are my penises? What? How big is your dick? Okay. You know what, Irvin? How big is your dick, would you say?
I'm just an average fellow.
How would you say?
I'm an average fellow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So like 5?
No, actually, I'd say about 6'6".
Okay. Okay. Now, you're going to reiterate that, remember, because the way I told you how to properly measure your dick, right?
I know how to measure my penis, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. A man who is really sure of himself. All right. That's the first person. He said he's really sure. Now, I want to get my challenger on the call. And if they do, they might get a little something, something from yours truly. Who knows? Got to call in. But if you've already called and you've won things from me before, I'm sorry. I'm going to start putting limitations because I'm trying to expand it to where new people call in or tweet in. Okay, so how big are you really? And I'm putting out the number right now. And you may win something. Just because.
Just because.
Just because I'm in a giving mood. Now, let's talk about penis size and technique some more. Okay? This is how I see it. And this is how my girls over at, I believe I got this from Cosmopolitan. I don't agree with everything that Cosmopolitan says, but when they do come out with one or two good articles, you best believe I'm going to take it. So I agree with this. There are penises out there that are shaped like a burrito, okay? Like, how the fuck do you pull out a giant slab of meat of your jeans, not realizing the instant fear that you're going to rip my vagina in half? Okay, a burrito-sized dick is like a well-stuffed burrito. Okay, if you think about it, it's like this big in your hand. I gotta hold it like a C, and I gotta open my mouth wide, like like that, and kind of guzzle it. Okay.
Okay.
That to me is the burrito-sized C dick. Okay. So the good thing is, yes, you fill me up completely. I might, you know, squirt a little because you're directly hitting my G-spot and putting the right amount of pressure is needed. The bad thing is, okay, every big dick guy that I've ever been with never lasted that long. Okay, and not sexually just never lasted long on an ego trip with me. Like, I understand you have a big dick, and I say, oh God, you have a big dick, it's so good, fuck me harder. Yes, but that does not give you the open invitation to become a big dick asshole. Okay? It doesn't. You can take it any way you want it, but that does not give you the invitation to be a big dick asshole, because you know what? I'll be that big ass cunt, okay? Right back. Be an asshole, I'll be a cunt to you. How about that? Then I'll lie to you saying that your penis work wasn't that great and I was actually faking it and I actually had to fake myself into orgasm, making it a reality, and that I had to finish myself off in the bathroom. Like, seriously. And also, the problem with big men, with men with big dicks, you tend to go a little bit too hard, okay? And I really don't want to feel pain when I'm getting pleasure if I didn't ask for the pain first. Like, if I ask you to slap me and fuck me harder, that's fine. But if you're fucking me hard, but then you're fucking me to the point where my vagina feels like it's on fire, and I say, stop, stop, and you're just ramming it in and say, you're going to take this dick. No, 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 motherfucker. If I say no, get the fuck off of me. Get out of me right now. If I grab on your balls, okay, and I tend to squeeze balls when I don't like them, I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck your whole shit up. Blow off your dick. That's what I'll do. I'll put TNT in my pussy and I'll blow myself up and your dick off. Then nobody leaves satisfied, okay? Here's another one. And these kind of penises I don't like at all, okay? I've had two of these in my lifetime and never again, all right? No offense, but if you have a hook penis, if it curves, if it dips down, I ain't working with that, okay? It needs to be straight, okay? It doesn't need to sway it to and fro. It doesn't need to hang down, because you know what? A hook to me feels like someone is stabbing my vagina. I love horror movies, but my vagina is not a horror movie. And you are not the slasher co-star to my damsel in distress. Like, your hook penis, I don't like it. Because the only position I can do is fucking doggy style. Which, yes, it's still great for hitting my G-spot. But the thing is, if I want to ride you backwards and I want to roll my hips, no, you're going to hit a lot of vaginal space that I don't like to be hit. My vaginal walls are going to throb. And you're probably going to shake up my ovaries a bit. And they're going to be like, yo, what the fuck is happening? I'm not having my period right now. Why are you rattling up my egg sacs? But that's just my opinion. Okay, here's another bad thing. All right? Since the pecker is pointing down, how the fuck am I supposed to know that you're hard? It looks droopy, okay? Hook penis, droopy, sad. Who wants a sad ass nose? You want a sad ass pussy? You want the pussy to shrivel up like a raisin? Get the fuck out of here with that. Here's another one. The pocket rocket. Sorry, guys. You might be smooth and sexy. Because you know the old fable, like, tall guys have big penises. I've seen tall guys, handsome guys, with little ass penises. And these are you. Pocket rockets. You're only good for one thing. And that's to produce an orgasm. Okay? And this is how you produce an orgasm. Doesn't even have to involve your dick. It's called you eat good pussy to make up for the fact that you have a little pocket rocket. And I keep holding up my pinky because that's like the size of an average pocket rocket. Okay, small pee-pee, you're good at eating pussy, or at least you better be good at eating pussy, because I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna fuck you with your small pocket rocket dick. That was a little bitchy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm sorry. But, like I said, pocket rockets, you're a little small, you better make up for it in oral. I'll get your little balls off. I'll try to jerk your pee-pee off, but if I have to use, like, less than two fingers, which I have low-key tried to jerk off a thumb, just do me a favor. Listeners out there, just try stroking a thumb, okay? As if you're going to give him a hand job. This is not sexy. These are your balls hanging down, and this is the dick. Oh, I'm going to try to, how can I move my hands? I can't do it. It feels weird. It feels a little weird. Just a little bit. Okay? We got to take a break from this penis talk. Not like an actual break, but a talk break. We need to go into one of my favorite things that we haven't talked about in a long time. The dazed, sexed, and confused news.
Dazed, sexed, and confused.
Dazed, sexed, and confused news. Dazed, sexed, and confused news. You got to make me a dropper.
I got to do a drop.
I'm telling you. All right. No other place I'd rather be than in Florida. Daytona Beach, y'all, in particular. So a couple weeks ago, a pair of hapless trespassers spent 2 days in a fucking closet.
Yeah, I read that.
Thinking that they were trapped.
Oh, the one is a crystal meth. Yeah.
Yes, yes. These people looked rough as hell. Like, you know the anti-smoking ads where they're like, don't do crack?
Yeah.
These were the poster children. Okay, John Arwood and Amber Campbell told police that someone chased them into a closet near Daytona State College Marine and Environmental Science Center a couple weeks ago. And that was on a Sunday 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers didn't leave and get out of the closet until Tuesday. Okay, first of all, they decided not to leave the closet until Tuesday. So you mean to tell me, for 72 hours, you're stuck in a closet, supposedly, and you, within the first 5 minutes, you didn't decide to fucking call the police, call campus police, call your friend, call your neighbor. Like, what the fuck? Second of all, what kind of phone do they have that lasts for 72 hours? Because I can barely keep my phone on a charger for more than half of a day.
Half hour shit.
Okay? First of all, I wake up at a respectable time around 8:30. I got to charge my phone by 2:30. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? So what kind of phone did you have? What kind of crackhead methods are you doing with your phone? That's what the hell I want to know. Second, when Daytona police finally caught up to them, they discovered that the door did not lock at all. But what they did find was shit, human shit, and suspected drug paraphernalia in the closet. But they didn't find any drugs. They just found suspected. So maybe a pipe.
Yeah, because they smoked it up.
Okay. Maybe some rolling papers. They didn't find
some
it.
Some zigzags.
I want to know this.
There's a top. So put that joke.
Y'all were stuck in a closet for 72 hours in human shit, piss. Did you fuck? Did you wipe your ass? You're stuck in a closet for 3 fucking days.
What kind of closet was it? Was it a janitor's closet?
That's
closet?
The thing. They won't tell us.
Because like if there's in a janitor's closet and it was shit on the floor and all that cleaning utensils around.
Exactly. And toilet paper.
And toilet paper, napkins.
Now, was it like a regular, this is on a college science center, so I know they had some, maybe some vials of some kind of experiment. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was something called, maybe I shouldn't smoke meth. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should try opening the door. Potion? I don't know.
That would make me think it was a janitor's closet, because most janitor closets don't lock.
No, not at all. Like, come on now. Give me a fucking break. Cut some bullshit. Now, my next story. I had the pleasure of talking to this man. And he's been in the newspapers. He's been in Reddit. He's been on Howard Stern, I believe. And he was on Vivid Radio, where I do work at. Because I do produce Sam Phillips' show, The Single Life. And so we were able to talk to the man that supposedly has 2 penises.
Okay. I've seen that picture.
Double dick dude. Right. Diaphilic dude. Now, I gotta say, I was hoping that double dick dude was going to show us his penis in real life. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was on an episode of Catfish.
Penises.
He didn't show me no penis. He Skyped us. He Skyped us. And only showed us the picture of the supposed double dicks that he has.
Right, yeah.
But there's no picture anywhere what this man looks like. He only has certain pictures measuring, showing what his dick is. Now, my thing is, if you fucked a double dick dude, we have so many celebrity sex tapes that leak, so many celebrity photos that get leaked.
Right. I would think that would be a bestseller right there.
So many fucking basketball players get caught in bed with another woman. You mean tell me that if you fucked double dick dude, you didn't just, you won't believe this shit, so I gotta Snapchat it. Mm-hmm. I gotta Instagram this shit. I gotta tweet this shit. So I don't know. I give you respect, iFalic dude, because you were so sweet. And Vivid did offer them a little offer. Mm-hmm. But, and he's bisexual too. So I'm like, oh, okay, double the fun, double the penis. I get it. It's cool. But I got to see the dick. I got to see your dick in real life. Mm-hmm. So that's my day, Sexed and Confused. What's next on our music list?
All right, let's see. Round and round she goes.
And if, I'm sorry, we are experiencing some phone problems. I know that you guys just tweeted me saying that you're trying to call. Please, just tweet me. It's okay for the time being. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
All right, what's our song?
Let's see. Let's listen to X-Face.
My boy. I am secretly wanting to fuck him. Well, it's not a secret now because it's out.
Okay.
But X-Face, what song?
Hold me.
X-Face, come hold me, baby. All right, we're going to do a nice little break. And then coming up, find out who has the biggest dick in the U.S.
Get addicted every Monday and Wednesday to Naomi Banks and her dog pal. Chocolate Radio, the live show. Every Monday and Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Only on Chocolate Radio.
H of the OL. Me and Noel, usually isn't gonna nigga well. Oh well, the X should have been the symbol. Well, but you were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can fidget, twist, and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now and leave you with the person named yourself. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell.
No hell.
Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to hold me. They think that they can hold me, but they will never get to hold me. Think that they can hold me, but I will never let you hold me. Down, 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 down. I was 10 feet under. Within a coffin, I was locked up in a slumber. All it took was one clap of the thunder. Then it just sundered, who would've wondered? I chose my only option, I broke right out the coffin. What good's a memory if those within it are forgotten? I peeked my eyes around for people watching. The coast was clear, so I just ripped the yellow tape with caution. I threw it all into a riot falling. Continued walking, cause even the electric fences weren't shocking. Didn't plan on stopping, I was hopping right through. Even despite who they can try to hold me. They think that they can hold me, but they will never get to hold me. Think that they can hold me, but I will never let you hold me. Down. Sometimes I reside in the darkness of the night. As I rise from demise, my eyes look at the sky.
what they doing, I'ma just let it pass me by. And still I wonder why they try to hold me. They think that they can hold me, hold me. Think that they can hold me, but I will never let you hold me. Down, 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 down. Me down. But they will never get to hold me down. Hold me down. But I will never let you.
Attention indie artists.
Want your music in rotation? Want to be the spotlight artist of the week? Email us.
untappedmusic@chocolateradio.net.
All right, and we are back. Chocolateradio.net is where it's at. Like I said, you need to bookmark chocolateradio.net. It's new, it's revamped, it's fucking awesome, and you no longer have to hop all over the place to find all the shows. You go to chocolateradio.net, the Ustream feed of the Chocolate Radio Ustream pops up automatically. You want to know all about our hosts, go to chocolateradio.net, click on the bios. You want to know the phone number, click on the chocolateradio.net. Also, to all our listeners on Live 365, you know we love you guys. Thank you so much for keeping us alive and popping. And then as for me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, you can follow me on the Instagram, on the Twitter, and of course, on Snapchat. I don't do a lot of it anymore, but I try to do it from time to time. At Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, what we can change here with Sapphire's Earplay, or just in general here at chocolateradio.net, send me an email, sapphiresearplay@chocolateradio.net, or sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. I think that's all. Oh, and of course, download the fucking podcast. It's on motherfucking iTunes for free. Free. I need to start paying up and getting it higher because people are like, I want to hear older shows. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. So iTunes is where it's at. Sapphire's Earplay. And of course, on Podomatic, Podbean, and wherever your podcasts are listed. We've been pretty much all over the place, so it's all good and dandy. Now, we've been talking about penis sizes. I got to say, I have been out of the department of penises for about 3 weeks. However, the last dick I had, I did a first. I don't ever 69. Not that I can recall sober. But I did have fucking 69 with this dude. And how do I describe him? His dick was very nice. He was tatted from head to toe. Although I didn't understand a word he was fucking saying because he was too high and too drunk out of his mind. And he claims he doesn't smoke cocaine or smoke crack or do blow, but he was doing a coke deal on the phone right in front of me, getting his friend blow. Long story short, his nose was tickling the shit out of my clit. It was to the point where I couldn't fucking fuck him because I was just like, holy shit, your dick is amazing. I can't suck your dick. It was good. Good shit. But I'm not going to see your ass, even though you live right across the street from my apartment. Like, it's really fucking convenient. But I'm glad that you don't know where I live. I actually had a Tinder encounter outside of my house. That was so weird, but fuck. Sapphire's got to stop bringing Tinder dates over. Here's another one. There's another person that's sending me mixed signals. We already had sexual relations, but we're really, really close. But I really want to fuck him.
Okay.
Had the opportunity, I think, but quote unquote, if I snuggle with you, I'm going to throw up. Okay, I can respect it, but shit. I want your vagina. I want your penis in my vagina. Mm-hmm. It's just like, goddamn. You know when a dick or like when a pussy is just like, you want it so bad, and you keep thinking about different scenarios of how you and that pussy or vagina will start fucking each other's brains out. Or if you get like highly intoxicated with this pussy or vagina and you want to make a move and it's kind of there, but you just don't know how to present it. Like, who's going to be first and be like, yo, mm-hmm. I'm kind of feeling myself. You feeling yourself? That's what I'm going through right now. All the fucking time. Every fucking time I get intoxicated with this person, I'm like, fuck. Fuck. And it's not even like on a like factor. It's just sexually friendly, we vibe. Mm-hmm. I sense some sexual tension of some sort, but I just can't figure it out. What do you think? Because you know who I'm talking about. What do you think of the situation?
I think you just let it play out.
Oh, as I'm sucking up all my... I'm sorry, y'all. I sound so disgusting. I'm, like, dying low-key. Like, the only thing that's keeping me up is the fact that I love you guys and I've been away for so long. And it's just like, fuck, I gotta talk about this. But I have to tell you, next week, we're gonna have a good show. So next week, I actually had my first Tinder encounter that was social media purposes only.
Okay.
Very shocking, right? Because Tinder is known for its hookups. I mean, you've heard my stories. But speaking of Tinder, the guy that I got in touch with, his name is Booker, and he wrote an erotic novel. And you can actually go on to Amazon, and the book is on there. It's ready and available, and it's called Taking All Our Black Men. That's our good black men. That's the name of the book. Okay. It's sexy from what I've been reading from the description so far. It's erotic, and a male wrote it. It's not every day you come encounter with a male figure in erotica. And man, this boy is fine. I'm hoping his fineness exceeds his pictures in studio because, whew, Lord have mercy, I need that body on me. He got washboard abs. He's got the trail looking like he got a nice, veiny, long penis. I might fuck him in studio, if anything. Okay. Because you know how I am with my guests. Some of my guests, I just have to go home and fuck them at least once.
No, Lord.
At least once. But I don't know. It's going to be very, very interesting to have a male guest in studio talking male erotica. I'm very excited. And then the following week after that, fresh off of AVN's, I got my girl, Nina L, coming in. And if you like girls with big titties, big accents, oh my God, you're going to fucking love her. And we're going to actually have my very, very good family friend who is a waxer come in. And possibly, maybe, if I let her, and if Naomi lets me do this, maybe I'll let her wax my pissoir. I actually have braved it and sucked it up and said, you know what, fuck it, Sapphire. After your last mishap with the razor last week, those who have been keeping up on Vivid Radio, know that I cut my vagina lips.
Okay.
Cut my vagina lip, put me out of commission for a week, and I had to voluntarily, not voluntarily, but I had to grow out my pussy hair. I don't like hair on my pussy. Okay? I don't like hair at all. But I think in due time, by the end of the month on the 26th, I think we'll be able to do a full-blown wax. Okay. I mean, I don't grow a lot of hair. I mean, I can go like 3 weeks without shaving my legs and it still feels silky smooth. I was blessed with that.
Okay.
Very blessed. I love it. But that's what's coming up. I mean, I don't know if I talked enough about dicks.
Yeah, you talked.
Did I talk enough about dicks?
Yes, yeah.
Did I really?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let me go through these real quick. Okay, what do women really think about your penises, all right? So, I already described some of the things. Like, if you have a really big penis, you gotta be fucking respectful, okay? When we say we like it long and deep and hard, don't take that as if you're running a marathon, okay? Long, deep, and hard. How do I compare this for you men out there, because you don't realize you're hurting us until we start saying, ow, motherfucker, you done fucked up my pussy. You ever ran into a door maybe, or falling on your dick while it's erect. That's probably what it feels like for our vaginas. Okay? Not being kicked in the balls necessarily, but like physically shutting the door on your dick. Or better yet, when a girl is jerking you off too hard and it becomes less pleasurable and you're like, bitch, get your hands off of my fucking cock. You're breaking it. That's what you feel like when you're inside of me. That's what we think about sometimes. Okay, here's my favorite. The unicorn. This is the unicorn dick that everybody dreams about. It's the perfect penis to vagina ratio. It's a rare find. Okay, you might have a slight curve to get to my G-spot, but you sure as hell rise up when I tell you, fall down when I tell you, make a big cum junk splash when I want to. You're just a rare find, okay? But it's the perfect key to my vagina. You maybe have like veiny ridges that just compare my pleasure spots on my vagina. It's just the dick that either I dream about or I have once in a blue moon, and I'm like, goddamn, you should have been my boyfriend. But then I realize, ooh, no, maybe you shouldn't have been my boyfriend because on the account of how we met. And here's my last one, okay? The one with technical difficulties. I don't like this, okay? Guys are gonna probably be like, Sapphire, why are you such a bitch with this? But fuck it. You know what my head game is on timing? I'll suck your dick for 2 minutes. I'll play with your balls for a minute, and that's it. 3 minutes of ball play and dick play. That's all you're fucking getting. Now, me, on the other hand, you are going to eat my pussy until you fucking just drown, okay? You don't fucking make me come. We ain't fucking. That's what's happening. If I tell you to eat me out, you better fucking eat me out like it's the last fucking meal that you're ever going to have. Because first of all, my pussy tastes really fucking good. Okay? I can probably put my hands down my pants and tell you how sweet and glorious it is. Because I taste myself throughout the day just to make sure that if I do end up having sex, it tastes fucking glorious. But I can't really taste myself right now because I'm sick. But maybe that might help it, because pussy eating and sucking cock apparently cures illnesses. Yes, people. That's right. Get your woman, eat her out. You will no longer be depressed. You will no longer, maybe, not even have prostate cancer. Jerk it off on the time. I'm not saying like, oh yeah, one time you're going to be cancer free or one time you're not going to be depressed. But think about it. Sexual pleasure, happy pheromones. Happy pheromones, happy person. Happy person, no more depression, no more pills. Fuck her silly, fuck him silly, you go home happy. Here we go. Now, what does a woman want in a penis? The same thing you motherfuckers want with a vagina. Hygiene. Men, if you are an uncircumcised penis, that means the whole skin is covering your dick. There's a thing called schmegma, aka dick cheese, aka the shit that I don't want to find on your dick if you want me to go down on it. Okay? Clean your dick with a washcloth, with no soap, or soap that is not sensitive, okay? Clean it out with water, warm water suggested, and rinse and repeat. Loofah it a little bit even, okay? Clean your shit. Men with circumcised penises, same thing. Wash your balls. Ball sweat. You know what happens with sweat in your skin? Follicles. You get to see flakes of nasty sweat and skin marks, and it's nasty, and your balls start to sweat, and it tastes, it smells nasty, and it will taste nasty too. And you know what? I'm gonna come out in the open, just like my girls on Girl Code did a couple weeks ago. Vaginas and boobs do sweat. You try wearing a fucking support, it does happen. You try wearing a support all day, okay? You're working out maybe, or maybe you're hustling and bustling, and you tell me a woman's boobs don't sweat, okay? Boobs sweat. And you know what we do? We clean it. The proper woman will clean it. Size. Stop bragging about how big you are. Let me determine how big you are by how big your game is going to be. Okay? If you got a small dick, don't ask me, do you like small dick? Or don't assume that every woman is going to be afraid of small dick. Okay? As a black woman, to every Tinder guy that I come encounter with, I am sick and tired of hearing about how you're a little puny white boy and you probably fucked more black guys than you did white guys. How about this, motherfucker? Just shut up and fuck me. And I'll tell you if you satisfy me. Next thing, appearance. I'm not saying, you know, go all out, make a bonsai tree, maybe put my initials on it or anything. But manscaping is a necessity, at least for me. Okay, if I have to see Mufasa in a chokehold looking like Eddie Murphy as Buckwheat on top of that, meaning nappies, curlies, long hair, if I have to floss while sucking your pee-pee, it ain't going down. And that has happened. I sucked this guy's dick. It was kind of small. And you know what? I was flossing with his pubic hair. And I flat out took that thing out of my mouth and said, you need to shave. Get the fuck out. Next thing, exposure. All right? Us women, we don't want to see your penis for more than a couple of hours at a time. Okay? You do things like walking around with your dick all out can be distracting, but it also kills the anticipation of my next sexual encounter with you. So stop sending me dick pics every 5 minutes. Oh, look what you did to old Winky Face. He's so spent. Oh, look, Winky Face is getting up. I don't want to know your day by day of Winky Face. Okay? Here's another thing. The twins, aka your balls. Okay? You like our boobs, men, right? You like how they smell. You like how they taste. You like the presentation. We like it too. Okay? I don't like hairy balls. If your balls look like there's more fur than a damn tree bush outside with berries on it, fuck off. Pluck it, shave it, trim it, go get it done, cut it a little, get that shit on and popping. You ain't going down on me, and I ain't going down on you if you got some hairy ass balls. I'm gonna tell you that for sure, okay? I think I'm done here. I'm penised out. I need to go to bed and take one big, large NyQuil pill the size of a dick and fantasize what I'm going to do tomorrow for Titty Tuesday. But I love you guys.
Titty Tuesday.
Titty Tuesday. Okay. Titty Tuesday. Or maybe it'll be toasting in bed. Teeing in bed. Teabagging. And not the sexual term, but actually teabagging it. Lots of tea and rest. But I do have to say, next week, Erotica. The following week, Nina L. And then, of course, the month of February is Fuck Your Valentine's Day Palooza. Every week, we get to say fuck you to Valentine's Day. Last year, I didn't get to do it because I was so far up my ex-girlfriend's ass. This year, however, I can say fuck you, Valentine's Day. We're bringing it back because I'm single, ready to mingle, and ready for more sex. Now, remember, safe sex is the best hot sex. I love you guys. Don't forget to check us out at chocolateradio.net. Live 365, and of course, on my social media feeds, Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE, on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Snapchat. And I'm back on Kick, bitches. Ms. Radio Sapphire is back on Kick. So if you want to start messaging me, not your dick pics, talk to me. I'll give you some real time shit. Maybe you might talk to an intoxicated Sapphire. Who knows what the fuck you'll get? But you can only find it at Ms. Radio Sapphire and on the social media feeds. I love you guys. Remember to wrap it up, and we'll see you next week. Good night. I've been doing this since penny loafers and